Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome and thanks for coming to this Overview Scrutiny Group meeting. Please be aware that this meeting will be recorded and sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, please be advised that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulation 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. If you have any queries about these arrangements, please speak to the Democratic Services officer who is administering the meeting. Right, item one, we have apologies. I think we have apologies from...
from Councillor Ransom.
Councillor Ransom and Hilary substituting. And by John Southerington's about to join us. Minutes of the meeting from the 2nd of July. I've read the minutes, and I think they correctly reflect what was said. So if anybody, unless anybody has any objection, let me sign them as being a true copy. Disclosures of pecuniary and personal interests.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to declare personal interest as on item 6A, as a member of an elected member of Leicestershire County Council. I would also like to declare an interest in item 6B as the chair of the Outwards Management Committee.
Okay, thanks very much. No other interests? No. Declaration of party whip. Anybody subject to a whip? No. And questions under scrutiny committee procedures?
No. So no questions were submitted, Chair.
Pardon?
No questions.
None were submitted. Okay, the cabinet items for pre-scrutiny. We have two items. It's not very much business. In fact, I was really wondering whether we were going to have this meeting or not, because there's nothing on the agenda. But as the cabinet have decided, this is important enough for them to discuss on Thursday. I thought we take our lead from that and discuss it tonight. This cabinet is items to do with a model for local government in Leicestershire. It's an ongoing thing. There have been discussions for many years as to what is the best model for local government. Should we have the county-district relationship, or should we be just considering unitary authorities? The county precipitated it to some extent by publishing giving an interview to the Mercury suggesting that they should be the core to a unitary authority for the whole of Leicestershire. Districts didn't really like that, and Charnwood has been collaborating with other districts. We're all going to get together and discuss what is the best arrangement for local government to suit the districts. Now, we're not asked to actually discuss possible options and all the combinations. That's going to take weeks or months. But what we have to do is really say to Cabinet, we think this is serious enough, or this is a big enough item, and we agree that a body should look at this. I think enough has been said for us to endorse that cabinet.
It's
like
it's a wrong report.
Yes, please.
So if I start at part B, the report's in about four parts really. So first of all, there's a statement in there which is made by district council leaders on the 27th of July. That wording in the report is verbatim. That's just a straight quotation of what the leaders said, which is basically that the district council leaders of Leicestershire have agreed to work together to review the current model of local government in Leicestershire. So that was a fairly recent statement prior to that, the Cabinet of Leicestershire County Council had received a report on July the 6th, and within that report there's a timetable for a proposed consultation by the County Council on their proposals for the future of local government in the county. You will see that when that announcement was first trailed prior to the Cabinet meeting, the leader of Charnwood Borough Council responded to that, and that response is set out in paragraph 4 on page 5. That's all a bit of background. In terms of the way this kind of process works, the rest of the paper, really, from paragraph 5 onwards, just sets out the guidance, or refers to the guidance that exists, such as it is from government, various statements that have been made by ministers and by the civil service about how local government reorganisation might work. You will see it doesn't actually suggest there's any particular model that's being proposed, simply the process. And that runs through onto page 7, where obviously depending on how things transpire, and as the Chair has said, this is simply at this stage a proposal that the Cabinet endorses joint working with other local authorities in Leicestershire to look at all the options, not to select any particular one. There would be some implications, obviously, depending on what happens, because if local government structure changes, then obviously corporate plans and the way service is delivered will all change. So that's alluded to at the end of the report. Part A basically sets out the recommendation, which is an extract from the leader's statement, really, that this council, Charnborough Council, adopts a collaborative approach with other local authorities in Leicestershire, examining what may be the best way of delivering local services for residents in the county in the wider context of the East Midlands region. That's the summary, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is the most sensible way to go forward. There'll be lots of questions coming forward and lots of things to discuss in the coming months, but the recommendation is very clear.
Yes.
That, and I think also particularly as this council is the largest district in Leicestershire, if not the East Midlands, and I think this has quite a lot of implications for all of us, but particularly as we're such a large council, and therefore I would like to propose we accept the recommendation for the reasons given.
Thank you, Chair.
I'd just like to reiterate Councillor Fry's comments, and I would also like to recommend as well.
Anybody else in the comments?
Just agreeing with I forgot Hilary's name then.
That's all right.
Andrew's name. Yeah, it's, if it's done properly, obviously, because me being a lone little Lib Dem, I always think, is this done for the good of Leicestershire and East Midlands, or is it done for the good of, now then, I've got more power? But if it's done properly, I'm all for it, Chair.
Thank you. So any further comments? Well then, I think we should recommend to Cabinet that we agree with them adopting a collaborative approach with other local authorities to examine what's the best way forward. Okay, we have exactly. The next item is Charnwood Site Safety and Security. This is another one that's come upon us quite suddenly, but as we are meeting anyway to discuss the model of local government, we thought we'd look at this one as well. So we're looking to, anyway, looking to provide some £50,000 to securing, better securing the sites in mainly in Loughborough.
Good evening, everybody.
Evening.
Nice to see you all. Obviously, we know that Charnwood owns a number of open space sites across the borough. Over time, the gates and fences have deteriorated somewhat, leading to sites, some of our sites, have been becoming vulnerable to animals, trespass, and unauthorised vehicles, and also pedestrians. And in the summer months, the possibility and risk of the occasional fire. Officers have identified a number of safety, access and security measures with priority ranging from high to low. These need to be addressed with maintenance and safety in mind. Cabinet have been asked to consider on Thursday evening that funding up to £50,000 that be identified from the capital programme to commence works to address these such issues, discuss and to begin a programme of work which may be subject to review, obviously ongoing review, through the approval process by officers beginning in this month up to over a 3 month period of time. And the proposed programme in its entirety will cost up to £50,000. And however, this report will focus on these key areas in the first instance, the key priority areas identified in the first instance, which are in the paper. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
Just to add, it's Matt Bradford, Head of Cleansing and Open Spaces, and as Councillor Harper Davies has rightly pointed out, we do have issues on a number of open spaces that range from joyriding, late night social activities in vehicles, and attempted thefts and break-ins, and unauthorised encampments at a number of open spaces, and we're looking to make these capital improvements in order to restrict the vehicular access to these sites and prevent these activities taking place. The type of issues that this causes us are threat to wildlife, nuisance, music from cars, engine noise, loud voices and possibly shouting in the evening, and it can have a detrimental impact on residents who live in close proximity to these sites.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you. I think it's most important that this is done to all our sites, particularly in the open space, but particularly our local nature reserves and the SSSI. This can have a big effect. The question I was going to ask is that I note that the funding is in place. Am I presuming that we already have contractor, or it can be done through contracts we already have for this work to be done, so that we don't have to go out to tender?
The Chair, it's Matt Bradford, Head of Cleansing and Open Spaces again. We do have a small works contractor that's already been identified to be able to do this work. That was procured through a framework agreement some months ago. So okay. We do have people.
So that means we can get on with the work straight away?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the £50,000, that comes between the 25 and the 75, so we need competitive quotes for that, or?
The procurement process has already happened for us to access the framework effectively, so all of the procurement has been done in advance. So those quotes effectively have already been obtained for the company to enter into the framework agreement with
us. Excellent. Good. And anything?
Fully supportive. I was quite surprised that this isn't sort of an ongoing within the budget for repairs for things like this already. I've got absolutely no problem with being spent. If it's needed, I think it definitely has to be done. To ensure that we don't have things deteriorate to a level where people can gain access, are we looking at implementing this within the budget so that there is an amount there so that we're not having to spend out excessive amounts in large chunks? It can be just a small ongoing amount.
Incorporate
into
work programme.
Yeah. I think some of the sites, the infrastructure has deteriorated a bit, and we do need to address that. There is a small repairs and maintenance budget, but not sufficient to cover this expenditure, unfortunately. Some of the sites that we're also talking about on the site, that there isn't that infrastructure in place at the moment, so it isn't a repairs and maintenance issue. It's a it's a starting afresh and putting infrastructure in that doesn't currently exist. So there's a mixture of issues there. But we will review as part of our ongoing budget process, and if there's an ongoing need, we'll obviously seek to add that to the budget if possible.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other comments? Yeah, well, I think you made a very good case. I feel that we should endorse the proposal to make to take this 50,000 out of the capital plan reserve, capital reserve, and to get on with the work. I think one of the things that is particularly important that really hasn't been mentioned is that Charnwood does have a legal liability even to a trespasser. So we have a duty to secure our sites. We could incur quite a legal liability if anybody was to be injured. So, right, I think we should, we'll recommend to Cabinet that we endorse this proposal. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, item 7, we have the overview scrutiny group the Cabinet response. And Cabinet there were three items that went to Cabinet last time. There was a capital plan amendment report, the amendments to the annual procurement plan. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Yeah, send apologies.
Yeah. And the health and safety performance report. Cabinet have agreed with our comments in all cases and have accepted these reports.
Right. This is to note the responses, so to feedback to you what actually happened following your deliberations on these items on the 5th of July.
The final item 8, is just the work programme, and our next meeting is the 10th of September. There's a couple of things we have lined up for the 10th of September. There's the main ones are the future cemetery provision for Loughborough, and the provision of environmental services. This is a very big contract, about £5 million. And what's the other one?
Those are the two chain. You've got the future cemetery provision. They're both coming to Cabinet at the September meeting. You've also got your standing items on the work programme, which are any other Cabinet items that you want to look at when you see the agenda when it's published. The work programme again this time next month, and also the feedback from the items you've just discussed already this evening, the two items. So that will be September's agenda. If I could refer you on to page 5, those are all of the key decisions that are coming forward in the current forward plan. So you'll see that in addition to the two items that you've already scheduled or programmed, there are three other key decisions going to Cabinet in September. One is the next round of Charnwood grants, the top of page 5, and then a little bit further down there's the quarterly amendment report, any amendments to the annual procurement plan, and beneath that the capital plan amendment report. You've occasionally looked at these reports, but not routinely, so if you see the reports and you decide there's something in there you'd like to scrutinise, you can leave that decision till then rather than make a decision now if that's what you prefer, but those are the September key decisions. Pause there for a second or carry on? Shall I carry on, Chair?
Yes, please.
So you've then, at the bottom of page 5 and on the top of page 6, there are two decisions of the Cabinet. One relates to the light bulb service implementation, which is scheduled for October's Cabinet, but I understand will be considered by the performance panel. And then at the top of page 6 there is another procurement really topic, which is a large contract, which is the future options for the provision of revenues and benefits services. So That's currently a service that's provided by Capita, and that contract comes to an end in 2020. And Cabinet will be asked to consider what options it wants to look at regarding what happens after 2020. So this is a long lead time for looking at that service. Those are the two October key decisions. And moving into November, there's only one, which is the medium-term financial strategy, which I believe is scheduled to be looked at by a budget scrutiny panel. And then during December, there are four key decisions, another round of Charnwood grants, another capital plan amendment report, another set of amendments from the procurement plan. But the main item there is the draft budget for 2019-20, which again will have been through the budget scrutiny panel chair. That's probably far enough ahead to be looking for the moment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anything that the group want adding to the work programme now, or just happy to sort of see?
No, and the only one I would possibly look at is the provision of revenues and benefits, but that's looking quite a long way ahead.
Yes, that
might come to.
That's October, okay. That's the top of page six,
Chair.
Yes.
So, but I mean,
that's
not due for action until 2020. Well, it's due for. Starts looking at it now.
Well, Cabinet are going to look at which options need to be progressed. So there'll be a range of options, and I think Cabinet are going to be asked to narrow down to the key options.
We'll keep our eye on that one.
Okay, but you don't want anything adding for now, and then we'll have a look next time.
I think we'll have it next
time. Okay.
Any comments from anybody else?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Turn off the recorder.
Thank you.